Today we'll be doing Siftaalu. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech lirchotz yadav b'mayim im yashlo. One must wash their hands with water if they have access to water. V'im einlo, if they don't, Tzarech lachazor achareyam bar parsa. They have to go up to a parsa looking for water. That's provided that they're traveling and the water is in front of them. In other words, in the direction in which they're traveling. But if they have to go backwards to get the water, ad mil chozer, yoser mi mil eino chozer. They only have to go up to a mill in the opposite direction to find water. If he's afraid that by looking for water he's going to miss zman tila, he can simply rub his hands against a rock or against or a wall or something or anything else which will clean his hand. The Mishnah Berurah and Sivkata Yigimel says lirchotz hatam al zeh ayin leel bereish simin dalad b'Mishnah Berurah. The gamlus tfilas mincha the arvis tzarech netila uchid lekaman bereish lamed gimel sev beis. You also require netilas yodayim before minchan ma'ariv. V'das haRambam dehicha tzarech litol yodav v'lo natal v'gam lo nika usan b'tzuror. The Rambam writes that in a case where you needed to wash your hands but did not do so and you didn't clean them with a rock, filu b'diavad ein tfilas utfilav tzarech iyun ledina v'ayin bever halacha shebe'arnu de'ein chozer mispalel. The Rambam believes that if you don't wash or clean your hands and you're not yotzei tefila even b'diavad, the Ber Halacha thinks halacha lemaisa that you would not repeat Shmona Esrei. B'mayim b'ein hanigov ma'akev bazek kemosh ma'akev b'netila la'achila. Drying your hands is not ma'akev the way that it is when you wash before eating. Tzarech v'davka k'sheyodeh shehim aluch lachos. Avol b'stam yadayim mikol b'samoch b'sifhei ayin sham. So as we'll see in the next sif, we're only makbid to wash your hands if you know that they're dirty, but if they're not, then we can assume that they're clean. La'chazor v'im yitz if afterwards you're going to need to go by yourself, or if you're not going to make it to your destination while it's still daytime, then you don't have to bother going to look for water at all. traveling or riding on an animal is the same status as walking. There's also no distinction between a good or bad path, a dangerous one or a safe one. This is assuming that you know that there's water on this path, but if you're not sure, then you're not obligated to look in the first place. So certainly when you're sitting at home, you certainly have to wash your hands if you know that they're dirty. Many posts can say that a mill itself is considered like more than a mill, so you only have to travel up to less than a mill in the opposite direction looking for water. Zman atfilo legamre, if you're going to totally miss zman tfila, v'im hu b'makom sheyesh shama asara shemespalalim, if you're in a place where there's a minyan, v'im yachzor achar mayim yavor zman tfila satzibur, and by looking for water, you're going to miss davening with the minyan. Kasav habach ta'av sheyesh lo shehus ein tzarech lachazor v'yanake b'midi demenake. The Bach says even though you have time to daven, but if you're going to miss davening with the minyan, then you're not obligated to go look. You should just, you know, clean your hands on a rock or something. You don't have to go looking for water since the time may pass you by. Certainly if there's a chance you're going to miss the zman, all you need to do is clean your hands and then say Shema. Many poskim say that once the zman for Shema sets in, then you should just clean your hands and don't bother looking for water. We'll talk later on about the halachas regarding washing before mincha. We'll stop here for now and we'll pick up a sif hey tomorrow.